thank everybody for coming back for part three and final part on November 26, 2011. Now, what we have here is that we've defined the first river as the river that flows out of the Great Lake region. We define the second river as what river? The Gihon River as what river? The Nile River. And then we're going to identify the third and the fourth river. Everyone with me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, if you read verse number 14 of Genesis chapter 2, read that for us.
Verse 14, and the name of the third river is Sedeco. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates.
Okay. Now, if you look closely at the, it says, it's pronounced Hiddekel.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goes toward the east of Assyria. So first of all, you have to know there's no river called Hiddekel today, so you have to find a river that's going east of what? Assyria. So that means you have to know what the Assyrian land looked like and the Assyrian Empire. Okay? Now, if you look on our map on page 28, the land of Nimrod.
Page 28.
You will see a river.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you'll see a few rivers there. And one that flows east is called the Tigris. You have the Tigris and the Euphrates flowing east into the Persian Gulf area.
Yes.
Okay. And so that's the river. And since it already told us that the fourth river is Euphrates, then the only other river could be the Tigris.
Okay. So the Tigris River is really the Hiddekel.
Valerie.
Yes, Hiddekel. It's pronounced Hiddekel.
Hiddekel.
Yeah, Hid.
Is the Tigris
H-I-D,
River.
Hiddekel.
Hiddekel.
Okay,
Hiddekel. Is the Tigris River.
Yes, it's the river that flows east of Assyria. Okay, the Tigris and Euphrates both flow east of Assyria. Okay, now that we've been able to identify that, we can also, in the last days in Daniel, it talks about the river Hiddekel. And it's also commentary or Bible scholars identify the Hiddekel as the Tigris River. Now, the fourth river is Euphrates, and we have Euphrates today. Euphrates River still exists today, and it goes by that name. And so since it does, that's not hard to find. Okay? So now we have the four rivers. Now, how does the Hiddekel and the Euphrates River relate to Ethiopia and Cush? Okay, I would like for you to turn to Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 through 12. And in those rivers there, in those verses there, those four verses, it's going to explain to us a little bit about what's going on over in that area. Okay, and Cush begot Nimrod. He became a mighty man, a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before Yahweh. Wherefore, it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before Yahweh, and the beginning of his kingdom is Bethel, Ekra, Akkad, Calna, in the land of Shinar. And out of the land went forth Asher, and built Nineveh, and the city of Rehoboth, and Calah, and Resen, between Nineveh and Calah. The same is a great city. So the Bible lets us know that if you turn to page 28, Nimrod's empire, he built quite a few cities. And off there, between the Tigris and Euphrates, you will find Babel. You will find off the Tigris, you'll find Nineveh, Rehoboth, Calah, and Acre. So all of these cities are established by Nimrod. And so some of this is called the land of Nimrod. Now, Nimrod was the son of who? Verse 8 says?
Nimrod was,
Cush begot Nimrod.
Cush.
Thank you. Okay, so now we see Nimrod, who built all of these cities between the Tigris and Euphrates, where the last two rivers exist. It was surrounded by the land of Nimrod. So, and who was the son of Cush? Who's another Cushite? So we see the Ethiopian Empire, or Cushite Empire, extending all the way over to what we call today the Middle East, or Mesopotamia. Okay, so we see that the Ethiopian Empire, or Cush Empire, is very large. Mm-hmm. All of Africa, south of Africa, and everything over in what we call the Middle East. Okay, so I'm going to come back in 1 second. Can you hold on 1 minute? Okay, so I want to finish with one bottom line here, that if you realize that all of the four rivers, the first river was dealt with Havilah, the son of Cush. The second river is the Nile River. The third river and the fourth river, the third and fourth river, was dealing with the land of Nimrod. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So we see that all of the four rivers are all connected to what? Cush.
Cush.
And Cush's children. Because the first river was this Havilah, one son of Cush. The second river surrounded the land of Cush, or the land of Ethiopia. The third and fourth river all was in part of the land of Nimrod. So do y'all see how all of them relate to the Cushites, and they were all Ethiopian?
Yeah.
And ancient word is Nubians.
Say that again.
The Cushites, that all of the four rivers all relate to the children of Cush.
Uh-huh.
And Cush himself.
Yeah.
Okay? So what we're saying is all of the four rivers relate to the Cushites, Ethiopian, and Ethiopian Empire. So the Bible is telling us about the first four civilizations that existed on the planet with the rivers.
Yeah.
The first three civilizations. The first civilization is Nubia, down in the Great Lake region, Ethiopia. The second one is the Nile Valley. The second one is the Nile Valley civilization. Nubia is the original name, the ancient name for in Ethiopia.
Okay.
So that's where it first started, around the Great Lake regions. Then it moved up into, as they moved northward up the Nile Valley, they created the Nile Valley civilization, which is Egypt, and the Nile River. So that's the second civilization on the planet. And the third civilization was created by Nimrod over in Mesopotamia, which is around Tigris and Euphrates. So Yahweh was really telling us about the four rivers are describing the first three civilizations that existed on planet Earth that he used as his people. So the whole beginning of the Bible is only talking about Nubians, Africans, Ethiopians, and Cushites. So it is basically an African, Ethiopian, Cushite book as its beginning, its origins. So that's what the Bible is trying to teach us up front. Any questions about that?
You said the first five books of the Bible?
The first three civilizations.
Oh, okay.
Not book. First three civilizations is the Nubian Ethiopian Empire civilization, and then it developed up the Nile Valley, or called the Nile Valley civilization, or the Egyptian civilization, and then the third one was Nimrod, in the land of Nimrod, or what we call Mesopotamia, or the land of Canaan. Those were the first three civilizations on the planet. And Yahweh was teaching us through the four rivers, the first three civilizations, how they originated, where they came from, and how they were all Ethiopian, Cushite, Nubians, people. Okay. Is that clear?
Yes.
I know it's a lot for you to absorb, but you have to think about it. Okay?
Yes.
Valerie?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, but that's where we're going to end tonight because we wanted to finish all the rivers. That's why I wanted to come back. And we finished the four rivers. And I want you all to think about it, and we'll send out homework on the four rivers.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I know we ran over 4 o'clock. So it's about 4:30, so we ran around 30 minutes over. So we just wanted to let y'all know and thank y'all for hanging in there with us.
Thank you.
All right, Yahweh bless you, and we will speak back with you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You.
Yes.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
You too.